Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I want to thank Alicia Morales for her sponsorship of the Pray Every Day show through Patreon. Thank you so much, Alicia. You've been with me for so long, and you are also a blessing of a person, so I appreciate that. If this podcast has blessed you, you want to help out a little bit, as little as a buck a month, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and there's some cool incentives there, some paintings, some your name on a wall, and also an exclusive quiet little podcast that only certain people get. So if you're interested in that, go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Today, we're continuing our journey in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7 in the New American Standard Bible. And it says this in verses 15 and 16. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you that yesterday I hung out in my yard and I actually saw grapes and figs. And so it's interesting to have this particular scripture today, because I've actually touched the grapes growing in my yard and I have seen the figs growing on my fig tree. And so it is true that I cannot gather there's a thorn bush, I'm not going to be gathering some grapes from it. And some other tree, like an apple tree, is not going to produce figs, no matter how much I try, unless maybe you do some grafting in. But we will know people by their fruits. And this has been such a great truth for me over the years, because as one who loves words, I am highly convinced by words. And in this internet age, someone could put up a website and say all sorts of things that sound extremely convincing. They can even make up data and make up studies and make up words and stories and lie, and we won't know, because it can look very professional. So Lord, we do pray for discernment when it comes to people, but we particularly pray for discernment when it comes to the church. There are false teachers, false prophets. There are people out there who pretend to be Christians, but they are actually wolves in sheep's clothing. And if you think about that metaphor that Jesus uses here, it's pretty amazing that the very thing that you think is very benign, like a sheep, is actually a ravenous wolf. And so help us to have that kind of discernment today. Teach us what it means to have the kind of discernment that knows that there are fruits. And Lord, as I look back even on the time where our home was stolen from a con man before we moved to France. Now that I look back on it, in retrospect, I can see the fruit of his life, and it was not good fruit. It was thorns and thistles. And so, Lord, help us to be more diligent, particularly about protecting the sheep in our midst. I also pray about, I pray for your holiness to sweep through the church. I pray that those who are praying on children, and I'm using P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, not P-R-A-Y, that they would be found out, Lord. They are definitely wolves in sheep's clothing, and the church does not need to be a place that harbors them and allows them to roam freely to damage the flock. And so give us holy discernment when it comes to people who are pedophilic and they're in our flocks and they're hurting our children and the people in our congregations. Lord, we will know them by their fruits, not by their words. So, Lord, we pray that we would be able to discern and look beyond just the flashy words and the fast talk and the smooth talk, and we begin to see what's going on behind the words. And Lord, as a church, especially, I'll pray this as an American in the American church, we're so fascinated by flash and by charisma that we are having a crisis of leadership in our churches today, where we are revering those with flash and with gifts, but we are not placing people into positions of authority who have character to match their gifts. And so, Lord, help us to be discerning of that as well. And we pray for the simple shepherd to come forward, the shepherd who may not be necessarily flashy in their gifts, but who has a heart after you and who loves you and who pursues you and doesn't care about fame. And so, Lord, forgive us for being a church that chases after the shiny and the flashy and doesn't look at character anymore. Forgive us for that. And Lord, I can't make those people be full of character, but I can certainly turn the gaze back upon myself and say, Lord, make my insides match my outsides. Help me to be what I say, that my words would match my fruit. And we pray that for ourselves right now. Our words would match our fruit and our hearts would match what our lives are on the outside. We don't want to be hypocritical, and we certainly do not want to be wolves in sheep's clothing. So we trust you to search our hearts today, Jesus. I pray this in your amazing name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And today I just would love for you to walk away from this podcast knowing that God's grace is sufficient for you, for his power is made perfect in your weakness, and you can gladly boast about your weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest on you. You can be well content with insults, with weaknesses, with difficulties for Christ's sake, because when you are weak, then you are strong. You don't have to have it all together, friend. Just look that up in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 and be encouraged today.